I was going to let somebody else ask a better question first, but I'll start with this one. Dylan, who brought in the chef's kiss fingers, and how long has that been going around?
It's something that happened. It's a good moment with the team in New York. And, yeah, just kind of it's been a thing since then. So just trying to roll with the energy and keep it fun.
What kind of energy for you comes from hitting a homer from both sides of the plate in one game? Obviously, that's the first multi-homer game in the big leagues. But is there anything about that achievement in particular that's special to you?
I mean, just coming through for the team in this type of situation definitely is big. You know, something I'm proud of. But obviously, T.O. set it off early, got us rolling. Then everyone just feeding off that, being contagious, you know. Everyone did their part, had real good at-bats tonight, and it showed.
Miles mentioned the New York trip as well as just kind of a time where maybe he felt like it started to click in. Did you feel that? Was that trip one where maybe you guys, I don't know, gelled or felt like that was when you guys were going to come together here?
There's just been a lot of fun happening lately, and it's really cool to be a part of. So to answer your question, yeah, definitely. I think that trip helped kind of, you know, get everyone going.
Katie Wu, The Athletic. Dylan, we've spoken a lot about your veteran approach, whether it's defensively, offensively, or just how you play the game. Do you feel like there hasn't been a bigger moment for you in that Grand Slam moment where that approach has really helped?
Yeah, definitely. I think just being able to kind of slow the game down, take a deep breath in any situation is huge, but especially in those big moments there, it helps a lot. You know, Nolan was talking to me the other day about hitting with runners on and different things. So just being able to be around guys like that helps me a ton. And, you know, I'm lucky to be able to be in those situations.
You mentioned being mentored. Who really helps you out here? And what are the kinds of conversations that you have that allows you to kind of slow the game down and be successful?
Yeah, there's so many great mentors here. It's hard to just pick out a few. But Nolan, his locker is actually right next to mine in the clubhouse. So we talk a lot, and he really helps kind of simplify things and slow them down, keep the game simple for me, and that helps me a lot. And it's something I can really relate to, and he's done a great job of helping me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Hey, Dylan, kind of to that point right there, I mean, Nolan was kind of your age around when he started in the big leagues. What have you asked him about that, particularly going through just the grind of a 162, and what do you feel like he's sort of been able to lend to you in that regard specifically?
A lot of stuff for sure, you know, on the field, just, you know, being able to compete every day, making sure I'm in a good position mentally, just talking to me, making sure I'm prepared, you know, just kind of keeping me on my toes, keeping me ready to go every day. He's been one heck of a mentor for me. And like you said, I could relate to him a lot. So it's definitely cool to be able to be around someone like that.
Who sort of told you need to get out for that curtain call? Is that anyone in particular told you to get on the top step, or is that you just heard?
I was so excited, and Yachty, I think it was Yachty in there, just throwing me up the stairs. So I just, you know, I had to get up there for sure. But yeah, definitely something I'll remember forever. That was awesome.
And just for you, I mean, the emotions going through this stretch right now. I mean, obviously last year was in a race, but now having the fans here, just how special is it for you to be able to get this experience for the first time?
It's really cool. You know, hearing the roar tonight was pretty awesome, and being able to play in front of the fans here at Busch was pretty cool, no doubt about it.
Jeff Melnick, Associated Press.
Dylan, I'm just curious, when you're playing San Diego like this, and the Reds are obviously right there too, can you just speak a little bit about how important, obviously, these games are, and that maybe to try to create a little space between you and the Padres in this three-game series that you have here?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Obviously, we're just focusing on our series here, doing all we can to win each and every game. That's a real good team over there, and we got to keep bringing that energy every day because, you know, they can play some ball over there, that's for sure. So just keeping the focus on us here and playing hard each and every day, controlling what we can control is definitely something that will benefit us greatly.
Rick Hummel, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
No matter what happened in that last at bat, were you happy to get a right-handed swing before the game was over to kind of keep your hand in that way?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I love hitting right-handed. I love hitting left-handed too. But yeah, I mean, they brought the pitcher in. I kind of took it personally, you know, switching me around to the other side, you know, just finding a way to have kind of a chip on my shoulder, go up there and compete even, you know, even harder, focus in. So yeah, it was cool. It was cool to definitely be able to hit right-handed in that situation.
Thanks.
Rob Reigns at Seattle Sports Page.
Dylan, do you remember your last curtain call?
Shoot, that was my first one.
I know here, but any time before, high school, minors, anywhere?
I didn't play in many stadiums like that with that many people roaring. So, truthfully, I think that might have been the first one ever. That was pretty cool. Like I said, definitely something I'll remember forever.
The guy that the last guy to hit switch hit home runs in the same game happens to be your favorite player, Carlos Beltran, too, for the Cardinals.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Not surprising either.